Hello, everybody. Welcome to my first ever episode on Podbean. My name is The Mad Dad, and this is The Mad Dad Podcast. Now, I have to introduce myself, of course. The Mad Dad. I came up with the name because, I'm crazy. Nah, I'm just messing. But the idea of it is to kind of touch on the subject of mental health. It's something that nobody really talks about. Everybody's either ashamed or embarrassed or just don't want to trigger anybody or anything like that. And I kind of want to bring that to everybody's attention. Like, mental health is everywhere. And it's impacted somebody somehow in some way, shape, or form. It came to my attention in the past year. I mean, I've had mental health issues since I was a child. It started with, ironically, dad issues. But through the time and years and everything, I developed education over it, and now it's kind of, in the past year, it threw me for a loop, and I almost lost everything. We will try to talk about that a little bit later. It's something I'm definitely going to touch on. It's definitely something I'm passionate about. It's something that I went through, but I want to help as many people as I can. So, I don't want to say that I'm crazy, but I do have mental issues. I'm a dad as well. I'm a father of two sons and a step parent to two beautiful daughters. And at times it can be pretty crazy. So I have a blended family. The two beautiful daughters I have are from my wife's previous marriage. And that's, you know, a whole other story. I mean, this is kind of why I want to start this podcast. Now, I'm sorry if I'm rambling. My mind tends to wander. I have ADHD. That's one of my mental issues. I'm trying my best to stay on task and focus here. I have my notes sitting in front of me, y'all, but this is just, like, I'm so excited right now because I'm finally doing this. This has kind of been something that I've been trying to get and going on and whatnot, and I finally have some time. I'm recording this, and I'm hoping I can get this out to y'all as soon as possible. There's so much I want to cover. I mean, I know that this, I kind of want to make this a weekly thing, but if I can't do weekly, I might have to do at least monthly or bi-monthly. I'm not sure. It is important to me, and if it's important to me, I cannot be the only one in this world. I'm not the only one in this city, maybe even this state, you know. Podcasts can be used all over the world, you know. So I started using a lot of podcasts recently, and they've helped me a lot. Podcasts and audiobooks kind of helped me. So I want to implement a kind of, you know, take what I learned from podcasts and audiobooks and turn it around and give it to other people in a different shape or form. You know, I listen to a lot of parenting podcasts. I listen to a lot of relationship self-help books, parenting audiobooks, parenting podcasts, how to fix my marriage, you know, work things to work on my marriage, you know, lots of other things. And I'm not quitting, you know. Like I said, I'm passionate, so I'm going to continue doing research to gather and help other people with issues that might help them. You know, it's I can't be the only one that struggles the way I do. And whether I succeed off of this or not, I want to reach people. I want to make a difference. I want to talk to people and hear them, you know, let them know, let them hear from me that they're not alone. I'm here. I probably went through or have gone through, or if not, know somebody who might have gone through what you might be going through, and I want to help you as best as I can. You can contact me at themaddad1105@gmail.com, or I have an Instagram page, themaddad_1105. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure the correct spelling on that one. Just type in the Mad Dad on Instagram and I'm sure you'll find me. It's going to be the Mad Dad 1105 somehow. The Mad Dad 1105 at gmail.com. Hit me up there if you have any questions, comments. You can also leave questions and comments here on the comment thread of this first episode. I want to hear from y'all. Give me feedback. I can try my best to reach back to you and maybe give you a shout out on the episode, the next episode, or you know something. I'll do something. I'm trying to educate not only myself but other people. I hope to plan a lot better. Right now I'm currently off my ADHD meds, so this is why you hear me rambling. I can't seem to stay focused right now. I'm overwhelmed with this amazing feeling right now, and I hope you guys can get excited with me. I've talked to a bunch of people here and there because it's crazy, you know? It's crazy the type of times we live in now and how everybody basically just hates everybody. And then everybody loves everybody. So I kind of want to bridge that gap between everybody, you know, like it's everywhere. I've spread the word to a few people already, word of mouth. I've kind of been trying to spread it about with my Instagram pictures. I have words of motivation. I'll eventually get around to posting a lot more. It's kind of been busy and hectic, but I'm doing the best I can. Again, guys, I let me give you a little background on myself. I am currently 30 years old. I am a step parent and a father. I've already said that. I work in IT, and it can be kind of hectic for me at times. I work pretty crazy hours. You know, I'm up at, you know, maybe 4 or 5 in the morning, and then I'm going to bed at 10, 11 o'clock at night. I have a pretty hectic and busy work schedule, personal life, and honestly, guys, I don't have much me time. By that, I mean I don't really have time to myself. The time I do have to myself, I'm probably working or I'm trying to do something with my hands because I honestly just cannot sit still. I have multiple mental health issues, starting with depression. I also have anxiety, PTSD, OCD, ADHD, anxiety, and insomnia. I'm probably a few other ones, but those are like the main important ones that mainly have consumed me in the past, I don't know, maybe a year and a half. And it's always been something I am aware of. It's always been something that I tend to make everybody aware of, but it's not as easy as you think. And most people I know tend to just say jokingly it's their OCD, or jokingly they have anxiety or this and that. But it's like, if I'm not saying that they do or they don't, but everybody's mental health isn't the same. It's, for some others, it could be extremely severe, where, you know, sometimes even the slightest bit can trigger you. And I didn't realize that mine was and could be easily triggered. So I've kind of dove into it and tried to work on that myself. I've dealt with it for maybe close to between 15 and 20 years. I was taking medications already at the age of like 10, because I had serious depression issues as a child. I was pretty steady on them until I turned about 15, 16. And then when I graduated high school and went off to college, the only way I could stay on my dad's health insurance was if I went to school and enrolled full time. Well, that wasn't all that great for me because I couldn't afford a lot of things. I couldn't afford the prescriptions or the psychiatrist visits, and so I started to lag on them. And I was the medications that they were prescribing me were addictive type, so I had to make sure I had them, and if not, then I would go through withdrawal symptoms, and it was horrible. And with it being insomnia and anxiety, so I would stay up almost like 2-3 days in a row because I didn't have those medications. And then when I finally got on them, man, I'd sleep for almost like 15 hours. And then around the age of 20, 21, I got completely off of my meds because the legal way to do things, an easier, cheaper way for me to do things, was to just drink. It worked for me. It was a great substitute. I limited myself to maybe 2 or 3 drinks a day, and then just going at it on the weekend. And it worked for me for almost 9 years. It helped me sleep. Once I had 1 or 2 drinks in me, I was very sociable. I grew a don't give a fuck type attitude. I was just trying to be the life of the party and just have a good time because I didn't want to be depressed. Now, having depression and then dealing with a depressant as your coping mechanism kind of didn't work hand in hand. So it worked for me for about 9 years. And then just in 2018, I lost my best friend to a lot of illnesses. And he was taken away from me too soon. I wasn't ready. And literally 1 month later, I lost my dad. And it was an insane time. That happened. So I lost my best friend at the end of December 2018. And then literally my dad passed away 1 month later, maybe shy a week or so. So it impacted me. I'd never dealt with a death that close to me. And it threw me for a loop. I didn't realize the person I was becoming. I let alcohol consume me and be the only coping mechanism, the only coping way I could do things. I abused it. And in that, I also turned around and abused my children. Not sexually. Never that. That's beyond things. Never would I do that. But I did physically abuse them. And it was horrible. And it's been a hectic year. I've been working on myself every day. It's an everyday struggle. And the more I go day by day, the more I try to become better and better than I was the day before. I look in the mirror and I tell myself, you are better than you were yesterday. And that's what I keep telling myself. That's how I got to get through this. I am better than I was yesterday. And to everybody that's listening, keep that in mind. If you woke up this morning, if you are going through something, whatever it is, know that you are here now and you are doing way better than you were yesterday because of the fact that you are here right now listening to this podcast. Like I said, it was a crazy year. That's, see what I mean, guys? I tend to drift. It was a crazy year. I had a CPS case open on me, and it was a nightmare for 8 months. I was removed from my home, and I had to stay with my brother and my mom, which it wasn't so bad, but that added more stress to me. Needless to say, I got sober. That's probably one thing I left out. I'm sorry. That's the most important thing of it all is I got sober. I have not had a drink since May 30th, 2019. And it's been a challenge. It's extremely hard. Yes, I have to admit. Alcohol was my vice. It was my addiction. It was everything that medication could help me with. And at times, I'm not going to lie, I still feel tempted. I still want to have a drink. Sometimes I find myself just craving the taste of a beer. And it's not just beer. Like, I was also a very big fan of a cigar and whiskey. So I find myself craving a cigar at times, or, you know, a nice glass of Crown Royal or something, just to kind of help me even more. Like, I'm on my meds, and they're very helpful. I've trusted in them a lot. I do see a major change when I'm on my medications, and I do feel great, like, honestly. But it's just sometimes I want to taste it. You know, that's the devil in my ear saying, it's just a little taste. That's all you need. You just need a little taste. Something to take the edge off. That's it, man. It's just a little, just one little drink. But then I remember the hell I went through for 8 months. What I almost lost. And I remind myself, it's not worth it. It's really not. I love my kids to death. My beautiful stepdaughters, who are not even my blood, I would do anything for them. And that's on God, you know. That, like, I have no problem sacrificing my life for two daughters that have no relation to me other than the fact that they live in my home. I'd do anything for them. My two sons, of course, I'd do anything and everything for them. And the main thing is that I want to be here for them. I mentioned I had dad issues growing up. I didn't have a dad. He was very absent in my life. He was in and out of it constantly. So when he passed away, it was a lot of turmoil in me that I didn't speak to anybody about. And that's why I drank, because I didn't want to think, I didn't want to feel, I didn't want to discuss my feelings, I didn't want to tell anybody how bothered I am by the fact that I can never and will never have a father. Like, now it's even more so. Like, it's something that ate at me, and it's still something I'm trying to work on in my head. And maybe with the help of you guys, because it might be something I haven't heard yet from an audiobook or a podcast. So maybe with the help of you guys, I can have that revelation of clarity of like, oh, that's why I felt the way I did. I don't know why I did what I did. I don't know why I felt the way I felt last year. I don't know why I did what I did. And I'm trying to find that out. And in doing that, I am trying to work on the relationship with my kids and show them that the man that they saw that beat them or hurt them or scared them, that's not me. I love my kids. And it wasn't, when I say beat them, it wasn't in the sense of for fun. It wasn't for the sense of because I felt like it. It was disciplining them. And I probably should have said that at first. Because, again, guys, I'm rambling here. I'm trying my best to stay on point. But it was to discipline them. I never did it just because I felt like it. Not because, and I wasn't kicking them. I wasn't beating their heads or nothing like that. I wasn't that big of a piece of shit, so to speak. But I was a bad father. I made them fear me rather than confide in me. I made them worry about their safety, and that's not what a dad should do. That's the type of shit my dad did to me. And here I am doing the exact same shit to my kids. And had I not been thrown into a CPS investigation, for all I know, it could have gotten way worse. I thank God, though, that this nightmare is slowly coming to an end. Right now, my CPS investigation is coming to an end. It's kind of basically coming to an end. I've got a little bit more work to do, but we talked to the caseworker yesterday, and she said everything's looking like it'll be closed out by mid-February, and I will never have to see her again. And she's very proud of my progress. I told her about doing this, which she was very proud of. She's very proud that it's something that can benefit other people too. It's not just a selfish thing. It's the fact that I want to help other people. If you guys have anything you want to discuss, maybe we can talk about, we can email it if need be. I'm a busy person, so I won't necessarily get to my emails as much, so maybe we could contact on cell phone or something. I might reach out to you guys, whatever. But hit me in my Gmail. That's themaddad1105@gmail.com. I'm here to listen to anybody. I want to help. Going back, I want to say that there's going to kind of be a theme going on, an ongoing theme with my podcast, and that's a suggestion to follow other podcasts or an audiobook that has given me lots of information, or even a physical book. Right now, the best audiobook that I've listened to is The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. It helped me with my marriage. It helped me with my kids. It helped me with my nephews. Like, it's been a helpful book to read. It's available on iTunes. Get the audiobooks. You can buy the physical book as well. I have it somewhere around my house, but audiobooks seem to work for me because I spend about 60% of my time in a vehicle. It's a great book. I recommend that book to anybody and everybody who could mend a relationship somehow. It's got a great, great background to it. The author Gary Chapman is the one who also reads the book to you. He's got personal stories in there, and it's just a great book. So right now, that's my recommendation to everybody to get that, The Five Love Languages. Listen to it. It's a great read. Now, I basically said everything I needed to say on the first episode. Hope you guys are gonna join me on this adventure. It's starting off kind of small right now. I want to get my name out there and kind of get this ball rolling. Hopefully I can pick up some momentum. I want to get scheduled episodes out to you guys and really show you guys you're not alone. Mental health is all around us, and I want to help you if you're a parent. I want to help you if you're a son, if you're a daughter. I want to help you if you have a daughter, if you have a son. Like, I want you guys to know mental health isn't just what you think it is. And I want to be out there for you guys on the front lines with you and show you mental health can be nothing. It can be minimized. It could be completely irrelevant if you want it to be. And that's the point I want to get across, is that mental health is a pain in the ass if you let it. Mental health is all really mind over matter. You've got to be the one in control. It can be hectic if you're a mother of one kid. It can be hectic if you're a mother of four kids, five kids, 10 kids. Trust me, I know it's hectic. I'm a dad of four kids, okay? And one of those kids is a toddler. It's crazy out there, okay? Mental health is all around us. My wife is actually a person who struggles with mental health, but she is an extremely strong woman. I can't give her enough credit for how composed she keeps herself. She has anxiety. She has OCD. She has nothing as major as me. She does deal with a little bit of depression, but my God, if you knew her, you would not think that in the slightest. I mean, this woman has been in my life for almost 9.5 years, and it's very rare when I see her break down. And when she does break down, it makes her very vulnerable. And I'm not trying to have her feel so attacked, but she is one person that does have mental health, but she doesn't necessarily sweep it on the rug under the rug. She just takes care of it her own way. And that's the best way anybody can do it, is take care of it your own way. My own way was to medicate with alcohol. Now it's to medicate with prescription medications. So everybody's different. She doesn't need those medications. That's how strong she is. She manages to deal with her emotions in a different way. She doesn't abuse alcohol. She doesn't abuse drugs. Her medication is her me time. That's what she has. She has a craft room that I built her. She makes stuff. If you find yourself on Instagram, Christie's Creations, go check her out. She does things like with vinyl. She can make stickers, decals, home decor like door wreaths or cupcake toppers for birthday cakes. I mean, go check her out, guys. Christie's Creations on Instagram. Creatures Creations on Facebook. Check it out, guys. It's great. That's her me time. It's what she likes to do. She shuts off her mind from everything, from being a mom, from being a wife, from being an employee, and just she hones in on her artistic side, and just keeps herself busy, and that's what makes her happy, you know. I myself, honestly, I don't have something like that. I don't have a me time, and I'm basically gonna try to use that with you guys with podcasts, Podbean here. This is gonna be my me time. I want to, you know, have my own area as well to work on and things and get ideas written down and work on, you know, and just produce these episodes for you guys, because it's important, not just to me, but I'm sure there's somebody out there in the 7 billion people we have in this world could use help that I might have, information that I might have and can help spread. It's important, guys. Take care of yourself. That's the best thing I can say right now as far as advice goes. You know, take care of yourself as best as you know yourself. The best way to contact me, guys, right now is themaddad1105@gmail.com. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. I'm going to bring this to an end. I want you guys to know I'm here. Follow me, subscribe, comment, email me, maddad1105@gmail.com. Check me out on Instagram. Check out my wife, Christy's Creations, Facebook, Instagram. She does amazing work, guys. For now, I leave you with this. You're not alone. Mental health will not consume you the way it consumed me. And we can take control of it all. You're in control. I'm in control. It's not like you're by yourself. There's lots of us out there. And if it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. Don't find an excuse. Find a way. Because it's not over for anybody. Hit me up, guys. I'm here when you need me.